Coming up tomorrow morning on KBOO at 7:30, Ani and Melody host Positively Revolting Talk Radio. The topic is patriotism. At 9, Per Fogering speaks with journalist Sandy Toland, who wrote the recent Los Angeles Times op-ed piece, The Incredible Shrinking Palestine. Israel is whittling away at Palestinians' land again, but it needs the U.S. to sharpen the knife. At 9:30, the guest is Rolf Sklar of the Siskiyou Project. He talks about the Mike's Gulch timber sale this week in Southern Oregon's roadless forest and the efforts of groups to stop logging there. At 10, Bruce Silberman interviews a Nepali citizen now studying in Portland and a local man who has spent time in Nepal about the current political situation and media in Nepal. At 10:35, Pairs back with journalist Greg Pallas, author of Armed Madhouse. He'll talk about his recent article called Voting Rights Act Nailed to the Cross. And at 11, Democracy Now! That's all right here on KBOO, your community, nonprofit, volunteer-powered, and listener-owned radio station. Thanks for joining us. Gandhi said, "The weak can never forgive. Forgiveness is the attribute of the strong."
This is the final broadcast of Independent Native News. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock. INN was formed 7 years ago by an independent company, Native Voice Communications, led by longtime Alaska journalist Nellie Moore. Nellie joins me now to talk about the mission and history of INN. Thanks for joining me, Nellie. Can you start by telling us about the early days of the program?
Well, I think at the time that Independent Native News was created, it was a very critical time in the history of Alaska Public Broadcasting, because so many organizations are combining, people are suffering from budget problems, so more and more networks are becoming larger, the independents are going away. So I think starting one up was very critical at that point in time, the fact that there was an independent organization not funded by the state or any tribe. And the people that worked there were incredible. They lived through some tremendously lean times financially, but it was just a very rewarding thing to occur in my life. It gave me an expression of what I believed in, for one thing, because I wanted an independent news organization for Native news that was national.
When you started INN, what were some of the things you felt were important and made the program different than other national programs?
It's been a really good way for many of the reporters across the country to learn more about Native organizations and learn more about tribes and casinos and things that, you know, a lot of people just offhandedly say, oh, well, you know, it's not just another tribal casino. No, they're not just another tribal casino. They fund schools, they fund clinics, they buy fire trucks for major cities like Minneapolis as donations, and many services throughout the country that they don't get credit for. I just think that INN has offered an avenue to try to explain some of these things that people, you know, would blow off or just take for granted. It's also been a great way to show some of the true circumstances on reservations and stories that are may not be positive, you know, negative stories that have needed to come out. It is a viable product if we all together say we support programs that are independent, that provide a valuable service, and we're not going to let them go away. So, yeah, it's a very sad time for me as well.
Can these stories be covered in a culturally sensitive way and from the Native perspective by the mainstream media? I know that's something that we've really tried to do, because we felt there was a niche there that needed to be filled.
The really important thing is that INN has been able to work with reporters who have been around for a long time near reservations or in situations where they're reporting on Native issues, and we've been able to work with them to show them, you know, how truly complex the stories are. And many of them who have been in their areas for, I mean, some of them more than one generation of reporters, now truly understand the nature of reporting on reservation life, reservation issues, tribal issues, Native courts, just the whole gamut of news stories. I think that's been one valuable thing. The other is, like I said before, we've been able to work with Native reporters and communities that haven't been willing to work with other organizations or haven't been welcomed by other news organizations to provide their voice. And that in itself has been an extremely important thing.
A few of the emails that we've received since we announced that INN was going to be ending on June 30th, many people said thanks for standing up and taking a stand when it needed to be done. And those emails are directed personally to you, Nellie, for what you did in starting this program 7 years ago and for seeing this need, the importance of it. So I just want to thank you for doing that.
I just hope that somewhere out there, you know, there's some young person who, like you, who's willing to continue to carry that, you know, that thought, and that someday it'll happen again. This is Independent Native News. I'm Nellie Moore.
Thanks to all our contributors, supporters, and listeners. This is Independent Native News. I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.
Supported by Ridolfi Incorporated, designing and implementing restorative community development. RIDOLFI.com. Independent Native News is a production of KUAC at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.